You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today I want to talk about another level when it comes to our OPT model review. So not only is it another level, it's another phase. Not only is it another phase, it's another level. We're going into phase five, power phase, which is level three power phase. So remember the levels: stabilization, strength, and power. And then there are the phases. Phase one, stabilization, endurance. Two, strength, endurance. Three, muscular development. Four, max power. And then five, power. So not max power, max strength training. And then five, power. So we're going to get into power. But before we do, if you could do something for me, go into the link in the show notes where it talks about survey and take a survey. It's not going to take long. It's at most, let's say, 5 minutes, unless you get a little chatty and you want to put some stuff in there, which I don't mind. And if you could take a few minutes and just fill out the survey, give us feedback about what it is that you're hearing, what works, what doesn't work, what makes you feel good. And then that's going to allow us to have a better understanding of who our audience is, expectations, the things that they would like to hear. And then we can cater more towards that somewhere between the NASM podcast network. So whether it is this particular podcast or any of our other four other podcasts in the network, so the NASM podcast network, then just give some feedback. You get a chance, do that, and you will be entered in to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So thank you for just entertaining me for that. Now let's get into the OPT model review, power training. So power training, let's talk about power. Power really is the physics definition is force times velocity or mass times acceleration. And it's not far off from what it is that we're doing. Now, you can move heavy weights, and some people, what it is power lifting, which is hard to think about as power, but there is a rapidity in how fast somebody moves. So if somebody's doing like a clean, they're going to lift that bar up, but then they rapidly get underneath the bar and then lift it. So it is a max strength and a power kind of combined into one. But when we get into power training, we oftentimes see the rate of force production, how fast muscle fibers fire, and power outcomes working better, especially in athletic performance, as we start to increase the rate of force production. How fast can we move a force? And so what we're going to do in this level is we're going to superset a max strength exercise with a biomechanically similar exercise. We're going to be moving that as fast as possible. So let's talk about this idea of power, how fast we lift something and how heavy we lift something. And when you do those two things back to back, where we've got a heavy lift, like a max strength, you're going to lift something 1 to 5 rep max, and then you're going to move on into doing something in the power phase where you're going to move that as fast as possible. And you're looking at 8 to 10 repetitions, moving the weight as fast as possible. But in order to do that, it's got to be light. It's going to be a much lighter weight, and then explosively moving that weight. Generally, we think about medicine balls as being things that we can do with that. And there are all different types of medicine balls. There are the squishy medicine balls. Squishy medicine balls are great, like when you throw them against the wall and they bounce back to you, but not dangerously. And so you throw them into the wall and they kind of bounce back, but not at an incredible level, because the ball absorbs the impact, and then it doesn't bounce back as far. Now, there are other types of medicine balls that are really hard. And the hard medicine balls that are kind of like bouncy balls are also great, but those are probably ones you don't want to catch on the return. You can, but that's going to come at you about the same speed that it left you. And if you're moving it fast, it's coming back at you fast. So you got to be careful with that. But it's great for something if I'm throwing something hard and it doesn't matter that it bounces somewhere because it ain't bouncing back at me and I feel safe with it. There, you got to be careful with things like, overhead soccer throws, throwing it straight down into the ground. The big cushy medicine balls may not come up and smack you in the face, but those hard bouncy med balls will destroy you. They will destroy you. So they're another type of medicine ball. They are the sand-filled medicine balls. And you take those overhead and you want to sling them in a soccer throw overhead straight down onto the ground. They're not bouncing. They're not fighting back. They're not coming back at you. And so there are different types of medicine balls that you may see, and there are purposes for each of them. Now, as we look at going into the power level, there's certainly something where it might be unique exercises to you. So there might be certain exercises where you're not used to, and this is a great time where you would go into skill development. And when you look at the power skills, there are a lot of exercises that you can do, and you can replace your plyometrics and SAQ with some skill development where you're just working with a dowel rod and you're going to practice snatches. So barbell snatches, but now you're going to use a dowel rod. You can use the stick mobility sticks are a great example. You can use a broom handle. There are a lot of things that you can use in order to just practice movement. And then you can go into a practice bar, a lighter bar, and then go into a standard kind of 45-pound bar. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean those are the types of exercises that you have to do in this power training, but it's just a way to start developing skills around some of the more dynamic type of lifts. Well, let's move into a discussion around what it looks like when you do this resistance training, and then we'll give some examples with supersets, which is what you get when you leave one level and move into the next level. So if you got your book with me, you want to check out what I'm looking at. It is table 2114, power training, on page 711 on your CPT 7 textbook. And this is really what it shows. We're going to go through and it gives you kind of examples of self-myofascial release if you want to do that to loosen up, and then dynamic stretching, which is great. Core imbalance can be optional in this, but they're still going to be dynamic but controlled. And then the skill development portion. So if you want to do plyos, you want to do SAQ, you can. But if you want to focus on developing skill around a particular lift, then this would be the right place to do it. Then going into your resistance training. The resistance training, when you're looking at power, it's going to be 3 to 5 sets of a superset. The superset, you're going to first do a strength training exercise where it's going to be heavy. It is max strength training, 1 to 5 repetitions, and then it's followed by explosive power exercises, how fast you can move something. Now, both are explosive. They're going to be moved as fast as possible, but heavy weights just aren't going to move fast, but the lighter weights are. So here's what we're looking at. When you look at your 1 to 5 rep max, that's your intensity, but your 8 to 10 rep max is not. Your 8 to 10 rep max is about 30% of your 1 rep max. So you could look at like squats would be an example of this, where you might do, let's say, a 100 pounds in your squat, then you would use 30 pounds as an explosive tool that you could use. So you could do like med ball, just hugging med ball squat jumps. I oftentimes don't, because your body weight's included in that. So I'm just going to do maybe squat jumps, box jumps, box jump up, box jump down, drop, and into something else dynamic you can do. Thrusters, where you're leaving the ground when you do the thrusters, then that would be similar to what I would do. Then you could also say, okay, well, a bench press, a biomechanically similar exercise from the bench press would be a medicine ball chest pass. So medicine ball chest pass, now you're gonna go a little bit lighter than the 30% of your 1 rep max. That it's going to have to be, even if your One rep max is 100 pounds. A 30-pound medicine ball ain't going fast, I'll tell you that. So you're going to lighten that up when it comes to medicine ball when you go into the upper body work. Same thing if you're doing lat pull downs for your max strength, or you're doing pull-ups. If you want to do soccer throws, you want to do the rainbow slams, things like that, then you're going to have to make that much lighter, but moving the arms as fast as you can as you slam the ball onto the ground and avoid having that ball ricochet right back into your face. Watch out, your face. All right. So 3 to 5 sets of supersets, 1 to 5 rep max, supersetted with 8 to 10 repetitions of a much lighter, very explosive, very fast moving exercise. Conceptually, this is known as post-activation potentiation, where what you're trying to do here is recruit as many muscle fibers as possible, particularly when we look at recruiting those type 2 muscle fibers, the spectrum of type 2 muscle fibers. And so if I'm looking at activating those can be activated in 2 main ways. They can be activated with lifting very heavy, and they can be activated by moving very quickly. And so this power training is saying, let me activate those via strength, and then let me do it again, moving as quickly as possible with some resistance to it. And that's how we get to what we do here in this particular phase of the NASM OPT model. This repetition range, 1 to 2 minutes between the supersets, and then you're going to take a 3 to 5 minute break between exercises, or between, like, if you were doing squats, supersetting with thrusters where you're leaving the ground, and then you're going to take a 3 to 5 minute break before you transition into a different superset. Enjoy the break. That's what I tell people. My clients, sometimes we start waiting for round for 5 minutes and they get antsy, and I'm like, enjoy the break. Enjoy it. I know that your goal is to be exhausted, to sweat a lot. Your goal is to expel as many calories as possible. Your goal is to sweat, feel exhausted, walk out of here that looks like you went for a swim. And yet, if you're looking at exhaustion training, you're not going to get max strength. You're not going to get power. You're not going to build the strength. You're not going to build the speed. You're not going to get that post-activation potentiation we're looking for. You have got to follow these kind of rest protocols where the first, between supersets, 1 to 2 minutes, that's going to build your endurance when it comes to this power training. Take that break in between because you need to rejuvenate the ATP stores so that you can produce force at a high rate at a high intensity again. That is our power training. And the power training leads us into kind of prep for more dynamic activities as you get into sports performance. And power is really a great sports performance prep in order to get people ready for in season as they're going into whatever athletics that they're doing. So I like this when your general sports performance protocol where you do phase 1, phase 2, and phase 5 of the OPT model. And that becomes, once you go through it linearly for about a month each, to then say, okay, well, now let's move into undulation. So if you're doing 3 days a week, then you'll do phase 1 on Monday, phase 2 on Wednesday, and phase 5 on Friday. And you can go through your undulations, and there's great research on undulation. The research when it comes to producing power is lighter weight and producing speed. Another great way to do that is incurring more strength to be able to produce more power, lighter weights at faster speeds because of the heavy weights that you lifted. That is our OPT model phase 5 review. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. Leave a review if you would. But more importantly, go to the survey and fill out the survey. If you're going to do any of those, do the survey. be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card and give me direct feedback about this show and feedback about any of the other NASM Podcast Network shows that you listen to. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You got questions for me, reach out to me. You can hit me up on Threads or Insta at dr.rickritchie or email me rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Thanks for listening. Keep inspiring people to fitness. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.